Hosseler, France. Franz Hosseler, born 4 February 1906, died 13 December 1945, SS Obersturmführer, started his career at the SS as a cook at the Dachau camp. He assumed that same role when transferred to Auschwitz in June 1940, then became labor service leader in early 1941 at the Auschwitz main camp, and eventually leader of the women's protective custody camp at Birkenau in August 1943. After a short stint at a subcamp of the Nazweiler camp, he returned to Auschwitz in June 1944 and was their leader of the main camp's protective custody section. After the evacuation of Auschwitz, he first served in the same role at the Dora camp and then ended up at the Bergen-Belsen camp, where he was arrested by the British. After the usual treatment by the British, commonly involving torture, Hosseler compliantly wrote an affidavit, in which he pledged full cooperation with his captors. Hosseler was incriminated by one of his former SS colleagues, Perry Broad, and by two former inmates, Michał Kula, Zygmunt Smuzewski, of having organized the gassings at the old crematorium at the main camp, see Matonio 2016c, pages 58 and following, 2022f, pages 61, 63. In his affidavit, Hosseler denied any responsibility for gassings, and explicitly stated that he knew of gassing only because, quote, everyone knew about it, unquote, or because he had learned about it, quote, through conversation with the doctors, unquote. See Phillips 1949, page 714. Hosseler was a defendant during the Bergen-Belsen show trial, where he was sentenced to death, despite his cooperation, and subsequently hanged.